Test, 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 test. Okay, that sounds better. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, beautiful people of the internet, and welcome back to yet another episode of Building a Business at 23. I want to apologize. Last episode, I just kind of listened back to it, and it didn't sound too good. The sound quality wasn't great, and it's funny because prior to the last episode I recorded, what I would do to record the audio for these is that I would have my, not DSLR, my mirrorless, my camera. I would have my camera set up on a tripod facing me, like recording my chest with the Boom Rode mic on top, right under my jaw. And I would talk into the mic. And it looked really funny. It looked like I was recording my chest and talking into the mic. Anyway, and the audio was pretty good. Like, I think it was pretty awesome. But within the last month and a half or so since I recorded that, I came upon some new podcast gear courtesy of one of my amazing clients. And so I've been using an H6 recorder, but for those guys who don't know, it's like a little brick recorder, and you can plug XLR microphones into it, and it's amazing, and it mixes the audio, and it's super portable and super handy and just all around great. But it also has these attachments that go on the top of it that turn it into like a boom mic. So like you could put it on top of your camera and record. You could do what I'm doing right now and talk into it because it has a direct microphone attachment. Anyway, I had never used that until last time. And I also didn't plug in headphones, so I couldn't hear what I sounded like. And then when I listened back to the audio, it didn't really sound too great. So I just wanted to apologize for that because that it's not great. But anyway, we're back. I'm here. I think it sounds better now. At least it sounds better in my headphones. If you hear me moving around and stuff, I apologize. I can't sit still, so I record it standing up. And yeah. Anyway. Wow. Well, it is a rainy Wednesday out here today. I hope you guys are having a good day so far. This is exciting for me. I said last time that I, no matter what, I want to continue to force myself to record this podcast because, number one, I honestly think I'm gonna look back on it and it'll be really cool to hear. Like selfishly, like I think it'll be really, really cool to be able to listen back on this, just like the vlogs. Like when I was recording the vlogs, I literally always remember thinking like, wow, in like 30 years, Rhea and I's kids, if we have them, couldn't look back at these vlogs and like see us living in our early 20s and like making a bunch of mistakes and doing a bunch of crazy, well, crazy, we weren't that crazy, but like doing a bunch of stuff. And I kind of thought that is super cool. And I kind of feel the same way about this, in that all the lessons I'm going to learn along the way, if I ever forget those lessons, I can listen back and hear them and all that. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, again, is I think it is going to be able to bring some value to some people. It's a weird thing. I've convinced a lot of my clients with various different businesses to start either a podcast or long form video format or whatever it might be, basically getting their thoughts and opinions out there, because I saw it as they had opinion of value to share and people would be interested in it. And always there's initial pushback. Always. They're always like, no, nobody cares what we have to say. No. And then we start going and starts rolling and it always surprises them. And it's pretty funny, but the guy who was pushing them to do it was the guy who was like, I mean, obviously with the vlog, those thoughts have never really crossed my mind. I put out the vlog just because I wanted to vlog, and I put out the podcast because I wanted to put out the podcast. I never really cared or gave a crap about if anyone listened. But what I have seen is that, I mean, obviously I'm dumbfounded by the amount of times people have listened to this podcast. Like no joke. Like for the first like five episodes I put out on Anchor, they would get like three listens, like legit, like three people would listen to it, or maybe one person three times. I don't know. And then when I came back after like a month and a half of not recording one, I misquoted yesterday. I said 941. It was actually 741, which is equally as ludicrous if you ask me. But 741, something like that, listens to my five episodes of my podcast is ridiculous. It's over 100 listens per episode. It's insane. And so And so, I mean, I obviously realized that, oh, maybe this is bringing people value. Why else would you be listening to it? And so that's another reason why I'm really going to try to crack down on it and find these times. Because realistically, here's the other thing. Like I've said this before, like I'm standing in my bedroom, just had breakfast, just woken up. I have like half an hour until I got to be up and doing stuff. I mean, realistically, I can do pretty much whatever I want. I have a pretty self-made schedule, but until I want to be doing stuff. And I'm just like standing here in my grout fit, my all gray Roots salt and pepper outfit, and looking out a window and recording a podcast. And so like realistically, the excuses to not record this are BS. Like it's literally just my brain. But honestly, this is like cathartic for me. Like as busy as I am, and as the reason why I was like I kept wanting to like decompress and like let my brain relax, because the last like month has been insane, especially the last 2 weeks. And so I wanted to like decompress that. But like realistically, like this is somewhat cathartic because I'm able to talk about my problems, or not problems, but like thoughts and concerns, things that are bothering me. And you guys in some weird way become like my therapist. And I'm talking with you. So that's super cool. I really appreciate that I'm able to do that. And so yeah, I'm really gonna push forward and at least put out an episode a week. That's my promise to you guys. At least one episode a week. This week it's probably gonna be more than two. I don't know. This one will definitely, I'm gonna put out right away. I put out one 2 days ago. Like, yeah, but at least one a week. At least. Promise. Pinky swear. At least one a week. Until some other BS excuse comes up. But anyway, one of the things I want to talk about today. It's near the end of the month. It is the end of the month. It's October 31st today. Happy Halloween if you're listening to this today, if I end up actually putting it out the same day. Halloween today, but I don't care about Halloween. What I care about is, I apologize if any of you guys really like Halloween. Don't care about Halloween. What I care about is that it's the last day of the month, which means for the second or third month in a row now, I am paying people. That's so weird. It's so weird. I'm giving people what feels like my money. My money I'm giving to people. It's weird. It's really weird. It's okay, so general thesis, two things. One, I 100% believe in understanding and being self-aware with what you're good at and what you're not. And I very much am self-aware that I am not a visual artistic person. I have no ability to create a visual 2D graphic, picture, whatever. Like I can see, here's where it kind of gets a juxtaposition, because I think I'm really good at taking pictures and obviously making videos, which is 2D, but I'm not good at painting, draw. I'm not good at creating something in my mind that has no inspiration from the outside world, if that makes sense. And I also can't just like draw a tree. That doesn't work either. But like if I see something pretty, I know how to take a pretty good picture of it. And if I see or hear a story, I know how to record it in video format pretty good. But I have absolutely zero idea how to create an attractive looking graphic. Okay, point one. So I think I have really good self-awareness with what I can and can't do. That's one of the things I can't do. I also cannot spell or grammar for my life. Like for my life. There's a lot of things I'm good at. That is not one of them. Spelling especially. I have no idea. I don't know what I would do without spell check. And even with spell check, things slip through. Really bad at that. Really, really, really bad at that. Grammar, I have like a somewhat, like I know the difference between there, and there. But the problem is that although I know the difference, I just don't care. Like, I got things to do. When I'm typing, I type fast, and I don't, a lot of the times it just slips through. It's pretty low on the radar for me. So spelling, grammar, another thing. And then surprisingly enough, recently well, actually, not recently. I've known for a long time. I am not, despite what some of you guys might think from if you watch the vlogs and knew my past, I'm not a good editor. And you, if you watch the vlogs, you probably didn't think I was a good editor. Like I edit an iMovie still to this day. I edit an iMovie. And that is an amazing piece of software for vlogs and for pretty much honestly anything. Like I've gone as far as I have and had as much quote-unquote success as I've had in video, editing, everything in iMovie. There's a lot you can do with that program. It's awesome. I've tried to use Adobe Premiere Pro. I've tried, but I've really, really struggled with like actually sitting down and putting in the man hours to learn it, because usually it was a workflow problem. Like, I had so much work that needed to be done. Like, back when I was vlogging, I was doing it every single day. So I didn't have time to try to fiddle around and learn a new software, because I had to get an edit out in under 3 hours. Otherwise, I didn't have time to edit it. And then when I started doing it professionally, like, again, I had a workflow that needed to come out, and I couldn't go a week or two without making videos. And that's a huge excuse. Like, I'm sure I could have figured it out. But here's the other thing. I'm self-aware in the fact of what I'm not good at, and I'm also self-aware in the fact of what I don't want to learn, or like what I don't really care too much about learning. At least like super structured. Like, it has to interest me. If it doesn't interest me, not going to do it. That's kind of the same approach that I've been, well, this is a whole nother tangent, but same approach I'm taking to my company. Like, I'm in the brand building game. The purpose of my business is to help build brands up. I've recently decided, I'm going to talk about this in another episode, that I am just as much interviewing clients when I pitch them as they are interviewing me, and I'm not going to take on a client no matter how good the economics are. And guys, I have a story that I'm going to tell you that is still, it's a tough one to swallow. Economics were amazing and the money, whoa. But I said no, because I didn't think I could do the job well. And yeah, anyway, whole other story. But self-aware in the fact that I know what I'm not good at, and also self-aware in understanding that it's not, other people can do it better. No matter how much I try, there's someone else that's always going to be better at graphic design than me. Always. There's always going to be someone that's better at video editing than me. Always. So like, being self-aware with that, and if I don't love doing it, then I might as well get someone who A, loves doing it, and B, does it better than me, because it's just overall going to work out better for everyone. Instead of trying to like, I'm gonna hashtag hustle, and I'm gonna stay up till 2 a.m. and learn this software, blah, blah, blah. Like, I did that, obviously. I vlogged every day for 110 days and every other day. Like, I did that. I trudged. I learned how to do stuff. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you're in a position when you're doing it professionally, like, your product matters, and I care more about the product my business is delivering than my own ego in being like, I'm doing everything, I know how to do it all, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm aware that that's not the case, and that, like, there are people who can do it better than me. Anyways, so as soon as I started the business, I hired one person. Keep in mind, I say hired because to me, they're part of a team. They're quote unquote employees of mine. I treat them as so, but technically government purposes, if I ever get audited or like government listening, knock on wood, they're not employees. They're subcontractors. They're individuals that I pay to do set work at a set rate, and they're not employees yet. I haven't like done the paperwork to do that. And it doesn't really make sense to do that until they're like full time anyways, which none of them are. But anyway, as soon as I started the business, I brought on one person. Okay, you guys know her, Leah. Well, actually, maybe you don't, all the listeners. Anyway, I brought on one person, graphic designer. She does all of the graphic designs for like Instagram and stuff like that. She's also done some pretty incredible, to me anyways, like logo designs and stuff with like minimal advanced time. Like, doesn't take her very long and whatever. And then in the last, this is part of the reason why the last month, 2 weeks has been so crazy. I've run on two more people. Okay, so to give you a little context, the first like month and a half, 2 months of the business, I had one person. I had Leah pay her at the end of every month. That was crazy. Got used to that. Got more clients and more work, and also like started to really, really treat this as like a legit ski business, because that is very much so what it is now. And kind of to do two things, to understand my role and to play to my strengths. So like, I'm good with people. That's me. I'm really good with people. I can talk to people well. I'm a good salesperson. I've been doing sales my whole life. Pretty good selling. So like, those are kind of the things that I wanted to focus on, is I wanted to focus on managing and maintaining strong relationships with my clients. So always being there to be on site for as long as possible, you know, physically doing the things on site that I can, interacting with them, just always being there, because like, everything I think I've ever gotten pretty much has just been from like talking and like just having relationships. And so I want to make sure I'm fostering the best relationships possible with my clients always. So I have the time to do that, and then also have the time to like run the business for sure, but more importantly to push the business forward and to like create marketing content and to push that and to meet with clients and potential clients and pitch them and do all the sales stuff like that. Those are the things I'm good at, and those are the things I want to focus on. And so as the business grew and as there was more work to be done and as I was getting a lot more requests for work, like potential clients and having meetings and stuff, I realized that like in order to put out the best quality for everything and not to rush something, like, all right, time to invest back into the business more and bring in more people to do more of the things that I'm not as good at. And so that's where these two came from. I hired a copywriter. So she was like a double major English teacher or something like that. Just a little bit better at reading and writing than I am. Actually, I'm not bad at reading. I'm real bad at writing. Anyway, okay, here's another juxtaposition. I'm good at writing. I'm really good at writing, like to be persuasive and stuff like that. I just can't spell and grammar. Anyway, whole another side note, because it's, I do a lot of, anyway, okay. So I hired her, mainly right now she's just editing stuff, like just making sure it's all spelt right and the grammar's good, because we put out a lot of content and a couple of our clients are like very, very professional and need it to be like perfect. Which, you know, as a digital marketing company, I guess it's pretty important that it's all right, spelt right. So anyway, she's there. Everything's spelt right now. It's amazing. And, you know, she's also able to do a lot of like long-term written stuff. So she can like research and blog posts and stuff like that, which is super cool. So definitely have her in the holster for that. And then also I brought on another girl who's amazing. She is now the, I guess, like lead editor for video. So she edits pretty much every video we're putting out now, I think, pretty much. I'm going to give it all to her. We kind of had like the last week and a half, she's been on really recently. Last week was like her quote unquote first week. I literally like met her a week and a half ago, really, really liked her, met her again on Monday and got started. And then we've just been kind of like figuring it out. So yeah, she's on there now and she does all the video stuff. She edits in like Adobe Premiere and she can do a bunch of cool stuff and logo animations and After Effects and blah, 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 blah. And she really likes it, which is awesome. So she's there now. So I have three people that have been with me, two of them for the entire month of October, and one of them, the video girl, for like, excuse me, half the month or so. So big old dovetail back to my previous point is that at the end of the month, I pay everyone on the first of the month. So they're like sending me invoices. Anyway, long story short, that happens tomorrow, and it's crazy, man. It's like, it's just one of those things where like it fires me up, because I love people, like I said that earlier, and I really believe like when you're starting or running a business, like you have to be self-aware into like what helps you. You know what I mean? Like there are some people that hate people. You know what I mean? Like there are some people who don't do well with people, and who, if they had people around them, they would see them more as a distraction and as like an annoyance than anything. But that is 100% not me. I do not see people as any type of distraction or annoyance. In fact, I see them as the complete exact 100% opposite. And so that's just like that. I want to do whatever it takes to always have a strong team. And so it fires me up that I'm able to do that, and that I'm able to have these people around me in any capacity, whatever capacity they're in. And one of my biggest goals for building this, and it definitely doesn't play to my short-term economics, is bring as many people on as possible when I need them to do quality work, but also just to have them around. Like I like having people around. I like the communication aspect of it. I like being able to ask other people for help with things and push things off and focus on what I'm good at. So that is my strategy. I could, the short-term economics could be a heck of a lot, well, yeah, a heck of a lot more attractive for me if I was to just do all this myself. And I definitely probably could. I don't know if I'd be as happy, which is, again, another big, big thing of mine is I literally just care about being happy. Like all of the things I've said before, all I care about is being happy. Like that's been my whole life. Like as soon as I'm doing something and it doesn't make me happy, I just stop. Like, I haven't been able to control that ever. Like, look at every sport I've ever played. As soon as I found a new sport that made me more happy and that I enjoyed, I legitimately quit the other one, like, that day. Like, rugby, I've told this story before. I don't think I've told it on the podcast, but I started rugby in high school. Basically started it to impress a current girlfriend at the time and her dad, who was, like, really into rugby. So I started playing rugby to impress both them. I absolutely hated it. Oh boy, did I hate it. I remember, I distinctly remember driving to the rugby field parking lot for the first practice ever. I'd like signed up for this team again, purely to impress this girl and her dad. And I drove up to the parking lot and I sat in the car and I went on my phone calendar and I counted the days on the calendar until the rugby season was over. That's how much I didn't want to do it, but I wanted to impress him. Anyway, went to my first practice. It went okay. Played a couple of games. Ended up starting to like it. So I ended up liking it a little bit. What I liked about it was that I was really good at it. That came quickly. It came super natural to me. I got pretty good at it pretty fast. Started playing at a higher level pretty fast. And after like 2 years of playing it, I was at in Victoria, flown out for a Team Canada U20 trial, whatever. Literally went to one tryout, did it fine, came home, quit. Like, quit. I was just getting into CrossFit at the time and just like working out in general. And I kind of wanted to pursue that more, had like a bit of a job opportunity with it. And so I literally got back after that. And like, instead of going to the next tryout, instead of like pursuing rugby further, I literally quit. And I was like, tip of the iceberg, that I feel like I've done enough. Boom, done. Like, as soon as I'm not really enjoying something, done. So, anyways, that's kind of been my journey there. And so I really just look to be happy with whatever it is that I'm doing. And a big part of making sure you're happy is being really self-aware with who you are as a person and what suits you. And again, having a team suits me. Having a team makes me happy, and it I think is the best long-term play for the business. Again, short term, it's obviously like it costs money, but I really think long term is the best play. And yeah, and so like that's kind of my reasoning for that. I would say, as like, you know, I'm gonna do my absolute best to never give out advice on this podcast, because like I am, the whole podcast is documenting my journey and what I've done and my thoughts. It is not to give you advice, because if you want advice, go listen to someone who's built way bigger businesses and been doing this way longer. I'm 23 and building my first real business. So like, don't take advice from me, because my opinion of mine is probably gonna change in like a week. Because that's just how it is when you're starting out and learning things. But not advice, but just like a nudge. And I've heard this from many people way smarter than me and who have done this way longer than me, is that like you just got to understand what you're interested in. Like, if you want to be the one man or one woman show and like do absolutely everything yourself, like the short-term economics will be much better. And you know, you'll be, that's awesome if that makes you happy. Know that your business growth will be capped, obviously, because there's only so much one person can do. But you know, it's just understanding yourself. Like, don't just like, if you're kind of thinking about doing something similar and like maybe you hear me or someone else, again, who's done it longer and before, talk about having a team. Like, if you're not the kind, if you didn't play team sports as a kid, you probably don't want a team in business. Like, you probably are used to doing it by yourself. Like, if you grew up playing like tennis, like you're probably used to doing it by yourself. And so, or if you didn't grow up playing sports, like, and you didn't like group activities in school, like just do a little bit of a self-evaluation audit and like kind of think about and remember like what it is you actually enjoy, because that's really important with this stuff. Like, I grew up playing team sports. I love team sports. I always loved group projects. Like, I love working with people. And then on the flip side of that, I was like elected, I think that's how it worked. I was you didn't get to choose to go, you got asked to go to leadership camp in high school. And like I did enjoy always having a leadership role. I was team captain on a bunch of sports teams. Like, I love. It's part of the reason why I love coaching CrossFit too, is I love being in charge. I love that. Like, so I love having a team and I love being a leader and all that kind of stuff. So like, just being self-aware with that and understanding, for me, like that's what fires me up and that's what makes me most productive and I think will help me create the most successful business, is having that team. But like, understand, and again, like I don't want to give advice, because who knows, but this is not stuff I'm making up. This is stuff I've heard. And like if you're the type of person that was the exact opposite, you didn't play in team sports or didn't play sports at all, you hated group projects, you don't really like people, you're not super empathetic, like you're probably not going to benefit most from having a team. You're probably going to benefit most by making double the money short term and just doing it yourself, and then be happy at your, whatever hundred, whatever your financial cap is that you can't grow past because you're a one person show. What? I mean, that's also not true because you can just start upping your prices. But anyway, point being, like just understand who you are, because I think a big part of building this kind of stuff is you have to enjoy it. Like, oh boy, if I didn't enjoy it, like it would be bad. And like one of the things I legitimately enjoy most is building the team. Like almost not more so, but like pretty much the same as like doing all the day-to-day stuff with the business. I literally just enjoy like meeting people. Like I look forward, like here's my interview process so far. My interview process is literally based on three things. The three things I look for in the people I've interviewed are number one, good dude. First and foremost, good dudette, whatever. Good person. Do you have empathy? Do you have understanding? Are you nice? Like just are you a good person? Like first and foremost, I hate negative people. Well, hate's a strong word. I don't like negative people. I don't want them around me. Like I don't. There's just no benefit to that for anyone. They're just gonna drag you down, blah blah blah. I don't like negative people, don't want negative people around me. Number two, second quality. When I was interviewing, communication. For me, communication is huge. Like, I really, really need you to reply to my text in an hour, like, as much as possible, just purely because that's how I operate. And I just want people around me that communicate fast and effectively. And like, that's obviously not realistic all the time. And by no means do I get upset if people don't do that. But like, for the most part, I look for people who are like able to communicate well and effectively and quickly and stuff like that. And then my last thing that I look for is just like grind, like work ethic. Like if you tell me that, so like the video editor, she gave me the story where she kind of like wasn't happy, took a big leap of faith, things like that. Like that, that's what I did when I moved here. Like that's a huge quality for me. Like someone who's willing to like pursue something they want and work really, really, really hard, knowing that it's going to be way harder for them to pursue what they want versus just like sitting at a desk job that they hate and like making better short-term economics. Like that really inspires me. And obviously that plays to like the entrepreneurial side of this business and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the third quality I really, really look for in a team member, in a person that I want to work with. And so those three things were like my interview process, but I really, really drastically also look forward to the day when I have the ability to like find someone and just grab them. You know what I mean? Like there's so many times and I'll be like be in a coffee shop or like in, and I'll just be vibing with someone. So like 2 minutes, just vibing with them. Like I can tell they have all those intangibles I care about. They're a good person, whatever, whatever. And I just want to be able to be like, sweet, come join my team. Like I'll pay you triple what these guys are paying you at Starbucks and like whatever. Like that is, oh boy, that's gonna be my like happiest thing. My happiest moment is when I'm able to do that within four people. And obviously, I mean, then I get great people, so it's not completely fucking like being a saint. It's also selfish, but I really, really look forward to that. That fires me up. And so yeah, I think those are kind of like some of the big reasons why for me having a team is super exciting, super intriguing, and super important, and something I'm gonna try to develop. So yeah, I mean, first of the month is tomorrow. After all that said, it's always still, at least the beginning, when the economics are so intimate, it's gonna be it's always, a fun day. But, it's just like anything. Pay your bills to get the service, right? Like I wanna have internet at home, I gotta pay Bell. I gotta pay the internet provider to have internet. Same thing as this. And so it's not that big a deal. But it really, really does fire me up to have the team. Like, I know that's what I want. I know that's how I operate best. I know that's how I'm going to grow this business best, is by having amazing people around me who do better things than I do with certain things. And I'm able to just to be around and communicate with them. And I really appreciate them. So if any of you guys are listening to this podcast, stop, because you can just ask me these questions anytime. You don't have to listen to this podcast. But thank you, and I really appreciate all of you. And just know, like I've said this to all of them before, that they're kind of entering on the ground level, and they're always going to be first in line for anything. Anytime there's more opportunity, it's always going to go to them first. And so that's super awesome. And yeah, so I mean, like, general, I'm sure the title of this will be something to do with self-awareness. Like, just audit yourself, just understand yourself, just look into, well, it's too much advice giving, do whatever the heck you want. But what I did, here we go, what I did was a little bit of a unintentional. I didn't sit down and do this. It just came natural to me. But like, when I look back on it, basically the process my mind subconsciously went through was understanding that I played on a team. I like teams. I do good at managing and leading, and that's what I like. And so that's what's going to work best for me. So yeah, I would just always think it's important to figure out what works best and then go from there. So anyway, that's episode. Wow. 30 minutes. Oh my goodness. I've been talking for 30 minutes. Wow. I just looked at the, sorry if that audio sucked for a second. I just looked at the recorder, 30 minutes. Holy Moses. I literally, the last episode, I like felt like I was talking for like an hour and it was like 4 minutes. This is crazy. Anyway, okay, sweet. This is like the longest episode yet, so I'm going to end it now. But thank you for listening. And like I said, I'm going to be back. I'm going to pinky promise weekly episodes, if not more often. So stay tuned wherever you're listening. If there's anything that helps you listen to the podcast more, like subscribing or something, maybe do it. I put out so many podcasts for so many businesses. I have no idea how subscriptions and stuff work on like Apple. But anyway, yeah. Okay, sweet. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.